This is ATI's on Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. If you were tracking flights out of Austin Bergstrom yesterday, you might have noticed a Southwest 737 that departed, climbed out, and then turned right back around. That's never the flight plan anyone wants to fly. Let's talk about what happened. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what we know. A Southwest Airlines Boeing 737, operating a short-haul route out of Austin, Texas, experienced what the airline described as an engine issue shortly after departure. Reports indicate the flight crew observed indications consistent with engine damage. They made the call to return to Austin, declared the appropriate emergency, and brought the aircraft back without injury to anyone on board. Here's what you need to know. The early reporting points to metal debris as the culprit. Now, that phrase covers a lot of ground. Metal debris on a runway or taxiway, what we call foreign object debris or FOD, is one of the most persistent and expensive problems in commercial aviation. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, estimates that FOD costs the United States aviation industry around $13 billion a year when you factor in aircraft damage, flight delays, and the downstream effects. When a turbofan engine ingests a piece of metal, even something small, the consequences can cascade quickly. Those fan blades are spinning at thousands of revolutions per minute. A bolt, a bracket, a piece of skin from a panel, anything hard and metallic gets pulled in and it can nick or crack compressor blades, damage the fan, or cause a compressor stall. The crew in this case did exactly what training prepares you for. They identified the problem, assessed their options, and returned to a full-length runway where equipment was standing by. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. This is actually a good outcome. The system worked. The crew worked, and that airplane is now being inspected and repaired rather than continuing a flight with a compromised power plant. For those of us flying general aviation, there's a direct lesson here. FOD awareness isn't just an airline problem. Every time you taxi past a piece of safety wire, a loose screw, or a chunk of something that doesn't belong on the movement area, that's a potential ingestion hazard for the next aircraft. If you see debris on a taxiway or runway, report it to ground control or the airport manager. At non-towered fields, pick it up yourself if you can do it safely. It takes 5 seconds. It might save someone an engine. The other takeaway is about decision-making. That Southwest crew didn't try to troubleshoot their way to the destination. The flight was a short hop. They could have rationalized continuing. They didn't. They turned around. That's the kind of disciplined aeronautical decision-making that prevents incidents from becoming accidents. Whether you're flying a 737 or a Cessna 172, the principle is identical. When the aircraft tells you something is wrong, listen to it. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board will review this event. If the debris originated from the airport surface, you can expect Austin Bergstrom to take a hard look at their FOD prevention program. If it turns out the damage was from something else, a bird strike, a pre-existing maintenance issue, we'll hear about that too. But early indications point to foreign object ingestion. Southwest, to their credit, got passengers rebooked and the aircraft taken out of service for inspection. No injuries, no drama on the evacuation, just a professional crew handling an abnormal situation by the book. One more thing worth mentioning. Boeing 737 engines, whether they're the CFM56 or the LEAP variant, are designed with containment in mind. If a blade lets go, the engine nacelle is built to keep that energy from penetrating the fuselage. That's decades of engineering driven by lessons learned the hard way. It doesn't mean engine failures are routine, but it does mean the aircraft is designed to handle them. This story from Simple Flying is worth reading if you want the full details. Sources today from Simple Flying and general FAA guidance on foreign object debris programs. More at radiohangar.com. Fly the airplane first. Everything else is secondary. I'm Tower. See you next time.